Hello, this is Elvic Bernice speaking. I'm doing this recording to discuss why I've called my blog The Road to Weirdom. The fact is, I'm a really strange person and I'm susceptible to being called weird. For quite a long time, people have consistently called me weird, and deep inside, it hurt like hell. Now, since it really hurt me inside, it became an obsession on my part to try and do everything I can so that people will not perceive me as strange. But this failed. You know, I felt hopeless trying to become not weird in the eyes of other people, and I just accepted that I can't do anything about it. But suddenly, I had a great idea, and this is a very liberating idea. If whatever I do, I'll always end up being perceived as weird, I might as well do whatever I like as long as I do not bring harm nor violate the rights of another person. This thought has helped me remove the power of other people to hurt me through their opinions. As a consequence, I am more able to pursue my happiness. I am now able to live out the values of individualism. I came to believe that being weird is actually an asset, not a liability. Therefore, I proclaim it is really cool to be weird. Another thing, on the late 2008 and probably on the early 2009, I became acquainted with Austrian economics. Friedrich von Hayek is one of the great Austrian economists and thinkers. He wrote The Road to Serfdom. It's about how government intervention in the economy could lead to a totalitarian government. The title of his book, The Road to Serfdom, became the inspiration for my site's name, The Road to Weirdom. While serfdom is very negative, I've coined the word weirdom to mean something very positive. Weirdom is a positive state of being, cool, but it is also the never-ending quest for self-actualization by living and expressing one's values. Hence, I've added the tagline, how being different is better and cooler. I am not alone in thinking that being weird is cool. Even the dictionary thinks that being weird is cool. February of this year, when I came up with the title, The Road to Weirdom, because being weird is being different, and being different is something good for self-expression. Then, I discovered something great in about March or April of this year. I discovered that there is a deeper meaning in the word weird. The truth is, the ordinary meaning of the word weird as a person who is odd, eccentric, is of a relatively recent development. It's a 19th century corruption. The true meaning of weird is supernatural, having the power to control the fate or destiny of human beings. Its etymology came from the word W-Y-R-D, weird. It's an old English word of Germanic origin that means destiny. As a matter of fact, the three witches in the tragedy of Macbeth are also called the Weird Sisters. They are believed to be able to manipulate fate. In the context of being more individualistic, weirdom is exactly being able to control your fate, your own destiny, because you are taking personal responsibility. Hence, this is Elvic. I am proud to become